I'm Ed Donahue. A search is underway for a missing submarine that takes people to see the wreckage of the Titanic. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Canadian officials say the five-person submersible was reported overdue Sunday night about 435 miles south of St. John's, Newfoundland. And that search is being led by the U.S. and Canadian Coast Guards. In a statement, Oceangate Expeditions confirmed the search for its five-person submersible and said its focus was on those aboard the vessel and their families. The company has been running the tours to the wreckage of the Titanic since 2021, and when it started, they were charging around $150,000. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden ramps up his reelection effort this week with four fundraisers in the San Francisco Bay Area. He'll speak later in California on what the Biden administration, he will speak later in California on what the Biden administration is doing to fight climate change. This is Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He's driving the most ambitious climate agenda in American history. He just preserved, if you think about the budget negotiation, what the president was able to do, preserving the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the president's historic piece of legislation to fight. One of the things that it's going to do is fight climate change.
Members of the United Nations adopted the first ever treaty to protect marine life in the high seas. Multiple tornadoes swept through Mississippi overnight, killing one person and injuring nearly two dozen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and said they agreed to stabilize badly deteriorating U.S.-China ties. People across the country are observing a relatively new Juneteenth federal holiday with festivals, parades, cookouts, and other gatherings. On a long holiday weekend seen by many as a reason to party, others are urging quiet reflection about the end of slavery and the treatment of Black Americans throughout history. This is AP News. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is on trial again.
The session took place at a maximum security penal colony in Melikhovo, east of Moscow, where Navalny's serving a 9-year sentence for fraud and contempt of court, charges he says are politically motivated. Navalny, who exposed official corruption and organized major anti-Kremlin protests, was arrested in January 2021 upon returning to Moscow after recuperating in Germany from nerve agent poisoning that he blamed on the Kremlin. Navalny, wearing his prison garb, looked gaunt at the session, but spoke emphatically about the weakness of the state's case and gestured energetically. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's House of Commons is likely to endorse a report that former Prime Minister Boris Johnson lied to lawmakers about lockdown-flouting parties in his office during the pandemic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.